Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a shatter, but there can only be one shatter. Watch how me gonna deal with them kids, watch ya.
Don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. Man, now you listen to me just like a kitty cat. A desk cut off your minutes in a bucket like that. I did it be living in big misery. Still live with his mom, then with his granny. Short fall in the mud, who's taking me in the night. Them students in the river, now go to my sight. Come here, the bad man, they call me Jesus. Anyone from death, they must be crazy. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. No game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. Maybe talk is a lady that is sexy to me. I would still use protection from the HIV. Whatever happens to Pacha with a sexy body. Both the killers have a man, yes, I like them badly. Put you back on the wrong case, yes, they change it. It's a poor veteran, she bombs in 90. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. And this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run.
Because me have a leap for Nike, have a leap for Uzi. When we done murder, you be have a kill your family. Nobody is a man, nobody is a lady. It don't matter if you're white or you're black or Asian. Because we big in the town, we big in the country. Really think one step, they must be crazy. It's a big in the dance, we big in the party. I'm a real gunman in the whole world, you see.
But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. And this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run.
Yeah, and I told you how to go back up and leave the place. A number one top shot, the DJ shot, that deal with them kids. Even your kid down,
get down,
your lay down. But this is my call. So you know you're definitely not going to be around.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? I hope everybody's doing good today. Hey, it's guys, it's 7:03 p.m. Central Time, my time. Hey, guys, it's looking good today. Today is really, really hot. It's hot outside, guys. If you're not trying to do anything, you stay inside and keep yourselves warm, guys. Hey, it's Vianna. Are you on the phone? What's up, baby? Are you out there? Vianna! Wow, I guess Vianna's not here right now. Let me call her up and see what's going on. Hold on, guys. If you're on the phone lines, hold. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. And we'll get Vianna on the phone, see what the problem is with her. It's not like her. She should be here right now. Or maybe her phone's muted out. Let me check it out. I got somebody muted out. Let me cancel that phone call, and let me unmute this phone call. I think that's her phone call.
Hello?
Vianna, what's up? Vianna? Wow. That was a little baby crying. I don't know where that came from.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message,
you have reached the maximum
time permitted to record.
To listen to your message,
to send your
press
message,
2.
Press 1.
To re-record,
at any time,
press 3.
To listen to your message,
for more options,
press 2.
Press 4.
To re-record,
to cancel,
press 3.
Press star.
For more options.
Okay. Vienna, are you there?
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
Let's see, guys. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Izzy, Dizzy, are you out there?
Yo, what's good, Caesar? I'm here.
What's up, Dizzy? Meals, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
What's going on, man? I don't know what the heck is. I don't know what the kill is. Hey, guys, but I'm going to get it together in 1 minute. Hold on for a second. Let me dial her number once again, Miss Vienna. Let me get her number right back on the call. Okay, let's see if this goes through.
Hello?
Hey, V, what's up, man?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey, you know what, man? It's something tricky going on with the phone lines right now, man. I've been trying to get you for a little bit. I got my man Dizzy on the phone and Mr. Mills there on the phone, but I've been trying to get you for a second. I don't know what was going on. I was getting confused by the phone lines. I was getting confused.
I tell you, it's the weather, baby. It's the weather. I don't know if it's, because I know the rain be messing it up, but I didn't know that the heat can mess up the phone line too. Shoot.
Hey, you know what?
I'm blaming
it
on the heat.
Hey, girl, let me tell you something, man. It's been a crazy day today, man. Everywhere I've been, it's been crazy. But, hey, I know you had a crazy day too, so you want to tell me about your day? What's been going on with
you? Do you really want to know about my day? You know, let me tell you something. All right, well, you see, Caesar knows what happened to me the other day, but nobody else knows. I'm going to share it with y'all. I got sideswiped with a parked car. My car was parked in front of my house, and some ditzy chick that doesn't know how to drive took all the paneling off my car. You know, like the molding on the side of the car. Yeah, man, I cursed that lady out. I came downstairs with my son, and the lady, I called the lady out the car. I'm like, get the hell out of the car now. Of course, I was cursing, right? So she was like, oh, I got my two daughters. I'm like, I got my son in my hand. And what? Do what you got to do. Come here. Look at what you did to my car.
Wow.
I went ghetto. Can I tell you I went ghetto? I went ghetto on that foot.
Wow. Hey, you know what? I had somebody on the phone with a crying baby. I don't know who that was, but their baby was going ballistic on the phone just a couple minutes ago. It wasn't me.
The baby's sleeping. It wasn't me. That was not me. But you know what was good about today, though? No, but you know what was good about today? All right, because her insurance ended up paying for the car, right?
Okay.
And I took it over to my mechanics, and, I mean, everything. Now, mind you, that was supposed to be for the molding, and I had the molding already. All I had to do was just buy the clips. So I ended up putting all that money on my car. I mean, like, I got mad stuff done on my car. I even got my AC on my car all for that money. I ain't dying up in there. No, hell no. No, it was crazy.
No, guys,
but I was there for like 10.
Hey, guys is looking for you. Guys looking out for you, man.
Yeah.
You know that's right. You know that's right. And it was hot too. Shoot, I went under my car too. Shoot, I was helping them out.
Wow, that's great. Hey, look, check it out. We got a guest here right now. We got Sister Gidget on the phone line. Sister Gidget, what's up?
Hi, Gidget. What's happening, family? What's going on with my family out there? What's going on, Vienna?
Hey, man.
Girl, fixing it.
Wow.
What are you doing tonight?
Hey, you know, it's so hot today, I seen a devil riding a bicycle. That was crazy, man. It's crazy hot out there right now, man. It's crazy hot. He had a pitchfork. He had a backpack with his pitchfork in a backpack.
You know that's right. And the pumps are going, so you know he was cooling off in the pump.
All right. Oh, wow, man. It's fantastic out there. it's so hot, man. You know, it's a sculpture right now, man. I know I've been getting phone calls from, like, all over. Everywhere it's real hot. The people are always all complaining, you know. They're complaining about it's 100 degrees here, it's 110 degrees here. Right now in Mississippi, I really don't know what it is because I haven't been outside a lot, but I know it's pretty hot. Because, oh, wow, man, I went out there and I was like, yeah, I'm going right back inside. I came inside and got myself some water, and I've been kind of like doing my thing. So we have some special guests on the phone line. We have Mr. Mills on the phone line. We also got Dizzy on the phone line. Yeah, the incredible Dizzy. And we got Mills, my guy that does the banner.
Yeah, Mills the messenger.
Mills the messenger. What's up, man?
Yeah.
How you doing out there?
I was just trying to maintain, fella. Just trying to maintain.
That's what's up, man. This is the way the show works, man. We're gonna let Gidget talk for a little bit, man. I'm gonna let Gidget talk and see what's going on with her life, you know. Gidget has something she wants to tell everybody right now. Hey, Gidget, go ahead and tell them. You can tell everybody, all of my people right now, what the deal is with you.
Our summer run going, our summer campaign.
Somebody's out there talking. Who is that? Who's that talking? Somebody's talking. I'm sorry, man. This is your show. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Okay, who was that talking? I thought you called my name. Did you
I
call
don't know.
My name?
I don't know who that is. But I can tell you right now that Mills is on the phone line and Dizzy's on the phone line. I guess
that wasn't me. I'm listening.
No, I know it wasn't you. I know it wasn't you. Let me see who that was. All right, I got that phone line muted. 30, that's one of you guys. Let me see who that is. That's not one of you guys. Let's mute that phone out.
Oh, we got Ghost on the phone now.
Who?
We got Ghost on the phone now?
Yeah, I guess so, man, because I just heard somebody talking. They were talking over you, and you know we ain't going to allow that, man. We don't allow that. So, hey, Gidget, you can go ahead and talk now, man. Everything is cool. Everything's copacetic. You go ahead and talk now.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, this is your boy, DC the Incredible, repping One Alliance Records all the way from the Bahamas, beautiful Nassau, Bahamas. 242 is in the building. You know, it's a pleasure to be on the show. I just want
to
say special thank
pleasure
you
to have you, man.
Caesar.
Pleasure to have you.
Thank you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Say a special thank you to DJ Black Caesar for the invite tonight. Basically, right now we're getting our summer campaign moving. You know, we got the music video out and also a hot track for the summer called I Like the Way You Move. So we're going to be in that heavy summer campaign right up and now and taking it through the summer. Along with getting ready to work on some new projects, we're going to go on to our second mixtape. We don't know what we can call it yet, but we already started work on that one. And we got one or two shows coming up in July here locally in the Bahamas. So, you know, we here putting in work and, you know, we getting it done.
That's what's up. Hey, guy, I'm glad you're talking, but you might have misheard me. Actually, I was going to let Sister Gidget talk because this is the way we do it, man. I appreciate you giving the information out. I like that, man. You're on top of it. But right now, I'm going to let Gidget talk about what she has going on because Gidget has something she wants to tell everybody right now. So you guys listen up what Gidget has to say, and then we'll go on with the rest of our show. And, brother, I will let you talk first, Dizzy, because that's what we do. We do that like that right here on the Vienna and the DJ Black Caesar show. That's how we do it. So, brother, you already told us a little bit about what you got going on. So, Mills, I'd like you talk a little bit and tell us what you got going on, and then we'll let Gidget get the phone lines and tell everybody what she wants to tell them. Mills, it's your turn. What's up?
All right. Well, I so appreciate you for inviting me to the show. It was a surprise to me today, so I ain't really had nothing for you today, but I'm going to scratch up something.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm saying?
What I got going on, man, I've been working on the mixtape for about 6 months. I done put a lot of my heart into it, and it's about to get ready to drop, say about next month sometimes, middle of next month. It's called Insta Replay. I'm setting up a couple shows around Monroe County, Lee County, and try to reach branch out a little more. But right now I just got to get them to accept me, because I'm a new jack in this. I'm a new jack out here, you know what I'm saying, my area. But at the same time, it ain't like I ain't been rapping all my life. I've been making music since I was 14, you know what I'm saying? So, right now... Streets gonna hear
hey,
it.
Hey,
love
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry, man. I clicked you out for a second, man. Can you repeat everything you just said? Because I clicked you out because I was getting a lot of feedback in that phone line. So if you got something going on in that place where you're at, can you calm it down a little bit, man? Because we're getting a lot of feedback in your phone line.
All right, hold on one second. I think it's that fan, man. My AC, you know it's hotter than them.
Okay.
I told you it's the weather, baby. It's the weather.
You know I got to keep that AC going, man.
Yeah, it is
you
the weather, man.
But anyway, like I was saying, though, right now I'm running this Cash Mouth thing, Cash Mouth ENT. Something I started up. You know what I'm saying? I got a few members that work with me. They getting ready to drop their projects. I can't get their name out right now because they bull. They in the game for the wrong reason. I don't want to put their name out there
right
now.
Right.
But I got Insta Replay coming out, Volume 1, Volume 2 coming out another month after that because I've been working on two projects at one time. That's why it's been taking me so long.
Okay.
Streets been waiting. They been hearing me, but they like, Mills, where you at, man? Why you ain't dropped nothing? You ain't dropped nothing yet. You ain't. I just tell them, hold up, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes time to make a masterpiece, man. It don't happen overnight. So that's what I've been working on. The streets ready to see my face. They ready to hear my voice. And I'm right here on the stage right now trying to figure it out whether I want to do it right now or give it another 6 months. I got a light, too, so I'm trying to work everything out, man. It's just being honest with you, trying to work everything out at once. It's kind of hard on the player, but, hey, they've been waiting for it, so I got to give it to them.
Right. That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Glad to hear that. Bianna, I mean, you're still you're out there, Bianna. Let's let Gidget talk for a minute. Gidget, what do you have going on? What do you want to tell us, Gidget? I know you want to tell us something. What do you want to tell us? This is something that everybody wants to know. We want to know what's on Gidget's mind right now.
Is she there?
Gidget, are you there? Are you there? I'm looking at Gidget. I know she's here. And her phone is on. But maybe she's not here. Maybe something's up with her phone line. Well, thank
you,
Bianna. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm chilling.
Yeah, let me ask you a couple questions, man.
What's going on
in New York City right now?
In New York City right now, it's blazing.
What the hell is that? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
I hear it. Is that
good?
Wow.
No, that's not. But I think she's on the phone line. I'm looking at something. It's lit up with her. It looks like her number, but let me see. Let me check the line right quick and see if no, it's not on mute. Okay, Bianna, I'm sorry. What's going on now in your neck of the woods, New York City?
Sure, it's blazing, honey. It's 100 degrees out here. It is blazing.
Yeah.
I am not trying to find out what's going on out there when I'm in here. The hell with everybody.
I got you, man. I got you.
I've been on social network on Facebook trying to figure out what everybody's doing out there. And everybody's been complaining the heat. Everybody's been, you know, everybody's getting their little sunburn going. And, you know, that's basically it. Summertime is here, baby.
Yeah,
summertime
is going to
be
real. Most definitely here. Yep, I agree. So, like I know you're doing your thing in New York. So, what you got going on in New York? What is Deanna doing?
You know, right now, I've been chilling. I've been chilling for a minute because I got, you know, I got a priority that I need to handle.
What's the priority, man? What's going on? What's up with you, man?
It basically deals with my job. You know, I have to get my commercial driver's license in order for me to get a better promotion.
Right.
Because I passed the city exam. I just have to pass that CDL, the commercial driver's license, to enhance my career at my job. So once that's done,
can you tell the people what you do? Because a lot of them don't know what you do.
Well, I do a lot of things, baby. There's a lot of things I do.
Believe me, I know.
All right. Okay. Well, first of all, let me see. Oh, God. I work for the New York City Parks and Recreation out here in New York. I'm a supervisor over here, you know, in the Parks Department. Right now we're getting ready to do the pools because I supervise one of the pools out here in the New York City area. And that's what I do. That's my day job. My other day job, which I do when I'm on the road and I'm inspecting, that would be the music industry. Management, special events. So I like to dip and dabble in things. We're also working on various projects, the peace projects with Fuja. That deals with the American soldiers, and that's going to be big.
Let's talk about that project right there a little bit.
Wow. Oh, God, I got news on that one.
Yeah, what's going on with that? That's with Michelle. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, well, Michelle Fuja, her best friend is WWE diva Dawn Marie. I don't know if y'all remember her from back in the day.
Right.
And they formed a company called Muda Multimedia Entertainment, and they deal with a variety of entities within the company. They have the record label. They have they write sitcoms. They have talent agencies. They have a cartoonist. It's a little bit of everything all in one. So now someone very, very big in the industry is very interested in them. And they're going to be branching out very, very soon. Very soon. She created a project called Keep the Peace. Keep the Peace deals. It's like the We Are the World, but for the American soldiers.
Okay.
Anything and everything that deals with the American soldiers, that's what it's based for. So it's going to be ongoing tours. A lot of celebrities are going to be involved. I mean, a lot of heavy hitters in the industry are going to be involved.
That's a question. What kind of celebrities do you guys get involved with that show right there? I got a lot of celebrities, but can you name a few to let us know right offhand?
All right. Well, there's going to be a sitcom, a reality show behind it. There's going to be a reality show behind it that we're also working on. So far right now, we have, of course, you know, Fuja. We have Mickey James. She was also a diva. She's now a country singer. Of course, we have Tracy Bingham. If y'all don't remember Tracy Bingham, she was from Baywatch. She's the host. We have GT Shada involved, and we're also working on a lot of names. I'm just saying from the top of my head. It hasn't been confirmed yet. You know, we're trying to get Stacey Keibler, George Clooney, Harrison Ford, a lot of people, Rodney Jerkins, a lot of people. And once this deal goes through, you're going to see it. I mean, it's just going to blow up. That's all I can say.
They're very interested in the company. It sounds like the thing that Michael Jackson and them were doing back in the day with the
Something like that, but it's for the American soldiers. Yeah.
Okay.
It's something like that, and you gotta understand too. Fuja, you know, a lot of people don't know who she is, but Fuja wrote number one hits for a lot of heavy hitters back in the day. She wrote Basketball for Curtis Blow. She wrote, you know, Samantha Fox. She was a ghostwriter for a lot of people. Lisa,
I mean, a lot of people, Brenda King Starr and everything. Yeah, you know, she wrote a lot of songs for a lot of heavy hitters in the industry. Those are just names that I could remember from the top of my head. But she's toured with Guns N' Roses. She's toured with a lot of people also.
Wow.
So, you know, so like I was explaining to her, now it's your turn to go ahead and be the artist. Stop being the ghostwriter. Be the artist. Write the number one hits for yourself and do what it is that you need to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. I got that sounds awesome right there.
So that's one of the projects that I'm working on with them.
Okay.
And of course our project that we're doing that we can't say yet. And of course, you know, like other projects that I'm working on as well that I can't say, you know, that I can't say at this time. But,
right.
You know, just a lot of event planning, a lot of tours going on, you know, that I have planned also as well out here in New York. And you know, as well, you know, in other states. And that's basically it. And, you know, the management, I just calmed that down for a minute. I had to take a little time off. You know, like I said, I have to put my priorities first, and that's my commercial driver's license. So you figure like in another week or two, then I'll go back into the game and start doing everything. But it's been actually so quiet. My phone hasn't been ringing. Yeah, it feels good.
Wow.
It's like normal again. Like, wow. Very normal. Yeah, it feels very normal. I've been looking at my phone like, oh, wow, no phone call. Okay, cool. I can study. All right, I like this. I can deal with this.
Wow.
And I know within
nice.
The next week or two, it's going to start blowing up again. So, you know, I'm just taking it easy, just, you know, absorbing everything that I need to absorb just so I can pass that test. But other than that, that's basically it.
Sounds like you got a lot going on over there. So you're doing your...
It's all a matter of time management, how you manage your time, so, you know.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'm happy for you. Is that your kid talking?
No, my kids are sleeping.
No, see, that's my ass, man. I'm trying to get something to drink, man. I'm trying to...
Oh, okay. Hey, I was going to shut it down.
It is too hot out there. Just get that baby some water.
Get that child some water.
Before you dehydrate, because it's crazy out there.
Okay, well, let's move on with the show. Let's get a little bit more involved with what we got going on right now. I'm having a lot of problems with my I'm having some technical difficulties with the software today for some reason. It shut down on me like 3 times and just shut down me on again. I don't really know what's going on with that, but I got to pull it back open. But we're still on the phone lines. And we got a lot of people on the phone lines also. Well, let's get on with Mills. Let's talk to you, Mills. Let's talk to you, Dizzy. Let's talk to Dizzy first. Vianna, Dizzy, did you get the stuff that I sent you, Vianna?
Yes, I did.
All right. Cool. Did you get both of them or did you just get one?
I just got one, but you know me. I'd be winging everything anyway, so that ain't nothing.
You know what? I'm sorry, Vianna. I thought I sent you the other one. But what I'm about to do is I'm about to go into my email. I'm going to send you that right quick so you'll have it. So if you got anything you want to ask, it'll be on there. Which one I sent you? I sent you Dizzy's or I sent you Mills.
Yeah.
Who did I send?
No, you sent me Dizzy's.
Okay.
You sent me Dizzy's,
I'm about to send you Mills info right now. Let's see. I'll be kind of close. What he did was he copied his Facebook page. And he sent it to me. You can check it out. You don't have to use it, but I'm just giving it to you in case you need it. Because you might
need it.
That sounds good. Okay.
Who are we starting with, Dizzy?
Yeah, let's start with the one that you have information on. Let's start with them. That would be Dizzy.
What's up, Dizzy?
This is Vianna. Vianna is like, she's out there in New York City. She's my host. She's my girl. She takes care of me. I take care of her. So what she's going to be doing is she's going to be asking you a couple of questions, and then I'll come back on later on in the show and ask you a couple of questions, and then we'll get to you, Mr. Mills. We'll be getting to you. So just hold on for a second if you don't mind, sir.
No problem, man. No problem.
All right, good. Okay, Vienna, the show is all yours.
Oh, why, thank you. What's up, Busy? What's going on? How's the Bahamas?
Hey, what's up, Vienna? What's up?
Chilling, chilling. How's the Bahamas going for you?
Well, you know, it's going pretty good over here. You know, it ain't as hot here as over there, you know. We ain't hitting the 100 or something degrees right now, you know. But,
uh-huh.
You know, we having some good summer weather. It's nice and sunny. You know, the beach is looking good. The scenery is looking good. So, you know, we just living.
I could just imagine, because my dream has been to go to the Bahamas, and it's such, you know, it's such a tropical weather out there, and it's so different. Just the tropics itself is so different from the city.
Yeah.
Out here in the United States, you know, and it's such a different environment, a different culture, and the music is absolutely outstanding. How did you start in the music industry? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, I don't just class myself as, you know, just being an artist in the music industry. I class myself as being an entertainer because I started in the entertainment industry back in 2002. When I used to host and produce a local entertainment television show in the Bahamas here called Super TV. That went from 2002 on to 2007. And what happened is the show dissolved in 2008 because everybody involved, you know, was just on their starting to develop their own projects. Myself and my co-host, you know, we both singers and musicians, so we branched out into our own music careers. The other guy that produced with me, he's a graphic artist, and he also directs television shows and music videos, so he branched off into that, and then one of the other guys branched off into photography, so I just stuck to my music full-time from the ending part of 2008 up to now. I was singing my whole life, so, you know, music has been a part of my life from the beginning.
Right.
You know, I decided to go heavy at it, you know, about 3 to 4 years ago, and so that's what got me to where I am today.
Right. But don't you feel like it's such a change? I mean, because I know I had a video show many years ago as well, and going from a video show to, you know, to expanding into other things, it's such a change as far as music is concerned. I mean, the good thing is that you had the music background, but to actually be an artist, as you say, an entertainer, it must have been a change for you. Because, I mean, even though it opened up a lot of doors, I assume.
Yes, it was a big change from, you know, going from doing entertainment television to music full-time, because we all know that, you know, the majority of what I did was basically just, you know, production, and then I'd get behind the camera, get in front of the camera and do interviews and drops and all of that.
Exactly.
The big change for me going from television to music full-time is now, you know, it was making that transition to long days and late nights. Because now doing music, you know, we spend most of our time in the studio. If you're not in the studio, we at a radio station doing interviews. If we're at the radio station doing interviews, we get an interview for television. If we ain't getting an interview for television, we on a stage performing or we traveling. And if it ain't that, we back in the studio. So the biggest transition was, you know, losing a lot of that free time that I used to have, that we used to have. So that was
right.
The biggest change for me.
Right. And not only that, just, you know, you were the one that was doing all the interviews with the artists, and now you, as an entertainer, you're the one that's, like, the shoe is in the other foot now.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and that must have been such a change. Like, I would have been like, well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. What are they going to ask me now? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing about me is, you know, knowing, you know, having that background in television, I was always prepared,
yeah.
Because, you know, I had an idea of what was going to come. So, you know, before the interviews, I'd always, like, prepare myself mentally for what I was going into, you know, being interviewed.
Right.
And that's a good, you know, and that was a good way to prepare yourself. I mean, you know, God works in mysterious ways. That's all, you know, that's the way I live by. And, you know, and just having that transition from television into the whole music industry and being interviewed and now you're the artist, it's, you know, it's such a big change. And you know, but what, I mean, okay, now, what type of music do you do? Are you doing hip hop? Are you doing R&B? Or, you know, or a little bit of both?
Well, basically, we're R&B singers.
Okay.
But, over the past 2 years, we went on a mission to piss some people off. You know, some people were saying that, you know, oh, well, you know, you guys singers, so, you know, y'all should just leave everything else alone. So we went on a mission to prove that, listen, man, even though we might be R&B singers, we well-versed, we versatile. We can do any type of music that we want. And so what we did was we put together a mixtape that it had us doing pop music, it had us doing hip-hop, it had us doing R&B. It had a little bit of everything on it. And so what we did was, you know, we used that mixtape as a form of showing everybody that, guess what, you know, you can't put us in a box. You can't put us in a box. You know, we can do anything, any type of music, any genre that we put our minds to do. So, you know, when people ask us what kind of music we do, you know, we can truthfully say that we're R&B singers. But before that, we can say, listen, we're musicians and entertainers because we can do anything you ask us to do.
And it's good to be versatile, especially now in this day and age. It's always good to be versatile, you know. So, if you know, if they need, let's say, some hip-hop artists, poof, you know, you got the hip-hop right there. If they need R&B artists, you got the R&B right there. And versatility goes a long way.
Yeah. That also gave us an opportunity. We were approached by a publishing company that does writing for mainstream artists that are affiliated with Universal Music Group. And, you know, that versatility, you know, allowed us that opportunity because right now we have some projects on the table for, you know, some major artists' upcoming albums. So right now, you know, we're putting forward some, we're demoing some stuff right now for some major artists that they sent us. So, you know, they're sending us pop, they're sending us hip-hop, R&B stuff to, you know, put some work down on some major albums. So, you know, the versatility is definitely paying off.
And that's a plus. And, you know, and it's always good to, you know, to just have that versatility, period. Now, as far as any collaborations with major, with mainstream artists, have you done any of that?
Not as yet, but, you know, we're waiting on the opportunity. You know, the door is always open for that, so, you know, we're just waiting on the opportunity to present itself. But until then, you know, we're going to keep working, we're going to keep putting out that hot music, you know, and that's what's going to attract somebody to us, you know?
Yeah. At the good, you know, and, you know, like I always say this to artists, always put yourself on demand. Make sure that you are such in demand that they want you.
Definitely.
You know, and that's something that, you know, and that's something that artists, you know, really do need, you know, to focus on, you know. You know, this is my music. This is what I want. This is how I do. You like me, you don't. Oh, well, next. And just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Now, what about tours? Any tours coming up?
Pardon?
Are you working on any tours?
Well... Actually, we were presented an opportunity to do a tour that was supposed to launch in May, but, you know, it's apparent that, you know, we ran into some scam artists, so, you know, that tour never happened. So right now we're in negotiation with some other people, you know, to get some other things going as far as traveling and getting on some tours that have mainstream headliner, you know.
Right.
And that's one thing, you know, I got to get out there to, you know, any artist that's listening, you know, be very careful, you know, who you get mixed up with in the industry. Because, you know, we got a lot of scam artists out there, a lot of people, you know, they want to target talented people, you know, just to, you know, steal what we got, steal our money. You know, people want to steal your materials, you know, sell you dreams so, you know, they can get you on tours and shows, and, you know, all they're doing is just scamming you. So, you know, I just want to, you know, use this opportunity to warn all artists out there that, you know, there are scam artists out there. And, you know, you got to be very careful, you know, who you get mixed up with. You know, you got to always do your research on these companies that are out there, the people that present themselves to you, because some people will tell you they're with a major label and they're not. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, when I was speaking earlier just now about that tour that we presented, you know, the person that presented that tour, you know, they seemed to have it all together until the truth came out. So, you know, it's very important to be careful, you know, what you get yourself mixed up into, especially as an indie artist. Because this part of your career right now is the indie artist. You know, this
right.
is a crucial part of your career. Very crucial.
And not only that, you know what it's good to, you know, and this is something that me and Caesar always do. You know, we like to research the people. You know, the people that we work with or whatever the case might be, it's always good to research the people, you know, investigate. Investigate who that person is. Investigate, you know, who the company is. And, you know, see the feedback, get feedback, and then you could go ahead and base your decision on that also.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, scam artists, that's everywhere. That's everywhere. It's in the street. You know what I'm saying? It's in our local hood. You know, it's in the industry. And, you know, and there's a lot of people that are into, you know, scamming artists. And it's sad because, you know, artists nowadays, because the industry has changed many, so much throughout the years. And now more than ever, you know, scam artists are out there. So, you know, I agree with you 100%. You know, people, artists nowadays really do need to investigate, and they really do need to have their eyes open.
Yeah.
Into what they're getting into.
A lot of them are falling for it. Because
yeah.
A lot of us fell for that, the Front Runner tour scam. A lot of us fell for that. And there's another one out there, the same company doing another scam called the Rise to Fame Tour. So, you know, artists look out for that too, because, you know, you're going to get your money stolen and you're going to get scammed, you know, and it's really going to put a hurting on your career, you know, and this is not the time as an indie artist to, you know, allow your career to be hurt. You know, be very careful who you get mixed up with. Be very careful. And I'm saying this from the standpoint of someone that got burned.
Right. Right. Now, what about as far as you putting your own tour? Are you planning on doing your own tour?
In 2013, if not at the end of this year, during the Christmas time, sometime in 2013, we're going to put together a tour. We started here locally in the Bahamas. We're going to do a few islands here in the Bahamas first. And then we're looking into doing the Florida, Atlanta, and Carolina area. Doing some shows
okay.
there because, you know, we developed some relationships with some good people in those areas, and hopefully California too. I'm not too sure about the California as yet, but, you know, we're
right.
developing good relationships with people in Florida, Atlanta, Carolina, and also Los Angeles. So those are the cities that we have our eyes on right now as far as doing tours and promotions and other stuff like that.
Right. Now that's simple because it's, you know, it's about getting your name out there, and it's about getting all that exposure as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, because you need the exposure, you know, and I say that for all the artists. Every artist needs exposure, whether you're big, whether you're small. We, you know, they all need the exposure and the heavy marketing also. Now, is it going to be how many days? Is it going to be a 5-day tour, a 3-month tour?
We're gonna start, like I said, we're gonna start here in the Bahamas first. We're gonna dedicate a month to doing that, and then we're gonna dedicate another month to hitting those cities in the U.S. So it'll probably
uh-huh.
be, it'll probably be sometime during the Easter, hopefully,
right.
that we get everything launched. So it'll probably be the months of April and May next year that
uh-huh.
you know we launch our official tour.
All right, cool. Now let's talk about the record label, Once Alliance Records. Is that your record label?
Yes, ma'am. Me and my partner, Devron Bell, we both run the label.
Okay, and how's that going for you?
It's going good. Right now, we're both on it, and we have another artist that's going to be coming on pretty soon. They'll be coming on after the summer. But right now it's just us two, you know, rapping the label, and you know we're putting up the most music so far. So you know, we're growing, you know, step by step. You know, we ain't trying to rush into anything. We're making sure we do everything right, and you know, we bring the right people on our team.
Exactly. Now, is that person also an R&B artist?
No, he's a hip hop artist.
Oh, he's a hip hop artist. Oh, nice. So hopefully, we could be hearing him soon. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. Pretty soon.
That's what's up. So, Caesar, you got any questions to ask Dizzy? Caesar. Yeah, where did Caesar go?
Hello. I had my phone on mute, man.
And you forgot you had it on mute, right?
No, I didn't forget. I was trying to get off mute because I heard you calling my name. What's up? Was it my turn now to talk to Dizzy, or what you want?
Go ahead, baby. Talk to Dizzy.
Well, you pretty much asked him everything I was going to ask him, man, other than Dizzy. Can you tell us, like, some artists that you work with that are pretty out there, pretty famous? Have you worked with any celebrities yet?
But like I was telling Vianna, we haven't worked with any celebrities as yet, any big name celebrities as yet. But our link through the Universal Music Group, you know, that's going to help us a lot. I also have links with a producer that worked along with Sony. We're going to be working pretty close with them in the very, very near future. I'm talking about a few weeks in. So we're gonna be working toward getting the connects as far as getting, you know, collabs with major artists. So look out for that pretty soon.
Cool. I'm sorry that I didn't hear that, man, but I when I had it on mute, I was talking to somebody else. I have company right now and I was talking to him. But I was trying to listen in and make sure that I didn't ask you the same question. Sorry about that. Let me ask you another question. I know you're in the Bahamas. How is it in the Bahamas? Is it about the same as being like over here in California or Las Vegas? Is it different? I mean, tell me a little bit about how the culture is over there.
Okay, you mean as far as music?
No, as far as anything, as far as the women, as far as whatever. What's going on over there?
Oh,
yeah, because you know he's interested in the women, so he needs to know what's going on out there.
No.
You know, I'm up with a female, Dizzy.
I got you, Caesar. I got you. It is a cultural difference here, definitely. You know, the women here see things, you know, differently than, you know, women from other countries, you know, and you would expect that. You know, with this being a different country, so you would expect a different culture. But, I mean, the Bahamas is one of the number one tourist destinations in the world. And, you know, we got that reputation, you know, because of the kind nature of the people here. So when you come here, you would be surprised at the friendly nature of the people here in the Bahamas. You understand what I'm saying? So the only thing I could tell you is the only thing you're going to really understand what I'm saying, you're going to have to come down and visit yourself. That's all I can tell
you.
After your first 24 hours, you're going to want to stay.
He's going to get married out there. That's what he's going to do.
Yeah, me and Vianna, we're coming out there, man. We're going to check you guys out. So just hold your head up because we might be there any day now. You never know when we'll pop up.
Yeah. You know, just give me a heads up so I can get things ready for you.
Yeah, okay,
that's
cool. Now, I got another question for you, man. Being over there, I mean, do you guys stay on the water? Or are you anywhere by the water? Or where do you stay at?
I live about 150 steps from the beach.
Oh, wow, man.
I live on the southern end of the island. So there's
that's
a beach
beautiful.
Close by to where I live. And my partner, Devron, he doesn't live close to a beach, but he isn't too far either. You know, our island is only 21 miles by 7 miles. So,
okay.
So it's a pretty small island. So, you know,
right.
you're always close to the water no matter where you go.
I got you. Hey, let me ask you another question. As far as being living there, I mean, do you and your dad, do you fantasize about coming to the United States, doing anything over here, or do you like it over there to the point where you're going to have your career started over there and that's where you're going to be?
Well, I travel back and forth a lot as it is.
Okay.
So, you know, I always weigh everything out to the point, as I say, you know, I could spend some time in the United States and do what I got to do and then, you know, be home, because what we're trying to do here, us and a few other artists, we're trying to get the music industry over here bumping to the point where, you know, everybody that's an accomplished artist, you know, can, you know, live off of artistry, if you catch what I'm saying. Be full-time artists and make enough money here locally that, you know, it can sustain them, you know, so they can live. So, you know, we're all working on that. And so, you know, I feel like I need to be home or close to home so that, you know, I can make my contribution to the cause. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
So that's why I like to travel back and forth, because I can be in the United States for a few weeks, a few months, and then I can come home and, you know, put some more work in back home.
Right, right. Wow. Hey, Gab, let's take a break right quick. Let's get a song playing by one of my guys. This is G Swiss right here. This guy right here is out of Vienna's neck of the woods. He's from New York City. Let's get him playing G Swiss.
G Swiss, South Central New York. Da Vinci, where you at? Yo, Shorty. No, I'm coming right back. When I leave, you know I'm coming right back.
Right
do what
back.
You do, you know how I like that.
Like
when I
that.
Leave, it's never forever. Before it's all said and done, you better get it together.
Yeah.
So when I come back, I hope things get better. Just think back on the times that we treasured. Making love in a tub all pleasure. The love that I got for you, they couldn't measure. Even if I leave, don't mean that I'm leaving. If I don't make it home, don't mean that I'm cheating. Out on the road doing shows for the weekend. No reason to act like that. So when I leave, I'll be right back.
Right back.
Forget about the lies and rumors. Just to see you wish it could be sooner. Me plus you just equals a little junior.
I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
But I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back to you.
When I make it home, you know it's all love, girl. So you know it ain't no reason to bug, girl. Stop tripping. Stop flipping. Whenever we together, my heart starts skipping. Whenever I'm gone, you the one that I'm missing. I got you on my mind all of the time. You know the haters gon' hate and the lies gon' lie. Think about it. They don't wanna see you by my side. Never meant to hurt you. Don't wanna see you cry. Last thing I wanna see is some tears in your eyes. I'll be right back. I know you hear it all the time. If I ain't with you, then I'm out on the grind. Told you. It ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right back. Told you, it ain't even like that. Just know when I leave, I'm coming right
then
back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave. As long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
Then I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back. No matter where I go, you'll always be on my mind. G-Swiss said it best, I'm just on my grind. You know I'll be there for you, when you're down and don't know what to do. Just go ahead and take my hand, I'll pull you up and help you stand. It don't matter what them haters say, just remember that I'm here to stay. Ain't no one tear me away from you. Don't care what they try to do, they're just jealous of what we got. So we'll look at this and laugh, 'cause just like I told you, I can run.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I promise you I'll never leave, as long as you have me. I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
And I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I swear that no matter where I go, I'll be coming right back.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby.
Right back.
I said I'll be right back, baby. Coming back to you. Oh, back to you. Coming back to you.
G Swift coming right back to you, baby. I like that song right there. Vienna, what do you think about that song right there?
I like that song because it's so mellow.
I know you get sick and tired of me asking you about that song every week. I gotta ask my co-host, because I take you seriously. I take everything you say seriously.
I know you do.
Hey, is Gidget still on the phone line? I see her phones lit up. Gidget, are you there?
I'm right here, live and in person.
Yay!
Well, hey, let me ask you a question, Gidget. You heard what Dizzy had to say, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any questions for Dizzy? Because if you do, you can ask right away.
Okay, if I wanted to ask a question, I would want to ask, like, what is the market like for music in Jamaica? I mean, are the artists in Jamaica as popular or as celebrated as the U.S. artists, or are all the Jamaican artists trying to get on the U.S. circuit to try to make it in this business?
Well, I can't really speak for Jamaican artists as such because I live in the Bahamas. But
I'm sorry, the Bahamas. I apologize. I thought you said Jamaica. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, like I was telling Caesar about a couple minutes ago before he played the song, you know, here in the Bahamas, we're trying to build up the entertainment industry to where artists can get paid and be sustained here locally. You know, we're making good strides in that direction because, you know, about 10 years ago, you know, the artists here, you know, never really had real music videos. The artists here weren't really putting out albums that were respected on an international circuit. We had one or two of them, but it wasn't that much to draw that much attention to the Bahamas. But nowadays, you know, we have artists putting out videos that are playing on MTV Europe. We have artists putting out videos that are getting thousands of hits online. We got artists' music playing in the United States, playing in Europe, playing in parts of Africa and Japan. So, you know, right now we're trying to get to that point, but here locally, once you can show the public that, you know, you're a serious and legit artist, you know, you get the respect that is you know, owed to you. And right now, us as artists, we're reaching out to that international market. You know, we're making small strides. You know, not as big as we should be, but you know, we're making the small strides, so we're getting there.
Okay, so do you have any famous artist that we may know in the state that is from the Bahamas, and has that artist try to come back and help any of the local artists there?
Let me think. We had a group that released a single a few years back called Who Let the Dogs Out. I don't know if you remember that. It was from I can't remember which soundtrack it was from, but the group was.
Did you say Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah, who let the dogs out? A group called Bahamian.
Uh-huh.
They wanted.
Yeah, I remember that group. I can't think of their names, but I remember that group.
It's Bahamian. The name of the Bahamian, and they
won
a Grammy for that song. They got a Grammy off of that. So they just recently signed a new contract with Sony Records. So they'll be doing more stuff shortly. But that would be the one group that I would say a lot of Americans and people in Europe would know because the song was big at the time.
Right.
Okay, well, I wish you much success in your endeavors because
thank you.
From what I could tell about your interview, it seems like you run into a lot of walls. So I just want to encourage you to remain persistent and keep your eye on the prize and just keep pushing forward because I think the Bahamas may have a lot to offer to the music industry. So we need to hear some music from that part of the world. So
definitely.
Looking forward to seeing you go get your Grammy.
Oh, yeah, we waiting on
that.
We're working on that right now.
Okay.
I agree with Sister Gidget. Gidget, you're on top of it. Good questions, man. You got some good questions out there. Dizzy, I got one more question for you before we get with my man Mills. But this is what I got for you. Where do you see yourself, like, in the next 2 years, in the next year? Where do you see yourself at doing music?
Okay, well, in the next 2 years, you know, if everything works out, you know, according to how, you know, we're working toward it, in the next 2 years, we should have already solidified ourselves on the international market. We should have about 2 albums out that, you know, are doing pretty good, and, you know, moving on to the third, and, you know, hopefully we could get some movies under our belt, because we have our eyes on, you know, we have our eyes on Hollywood also. So in the next few years, you know, we're working pretty hard to get a lot done.
Let me ask you this. What's the radio world look like over there? I mean, do they have good reception? Do they have a lot of radio stations? Do they have, like, black radio stations? What's the deal with that?
Well, yeah, well, over the past 10 years, the radio world here has evolved. There was one point in time when we only had 2 stations that were playing local indigenous music and also the urban and Caribbean music. That was Power 104.5 and 100 Jams. Now we have about 12 stations here in the Bahamas.
Wow.
That play a variety between local music and urban music, reggae,
wow.
Caribbean music, jazz, rock. Talk radio, so you know it's the radio world here is really starting to blow up now. So that's starting the right direction. Yeah,
that sounds great, man. That sounds great. I love it. I love everything you're saying about the radio because I can tell you right now the radio is your key to getting in the door. Once you get in that door, nothing can stop you.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, hey man, thanks a lot. Hey, look, we're gonna talk about the social networks like after the show. But first, before we do that, we're gonna get into another song by an artist. Let me look and see what artist I want to play. Let me check it out right quick. Hey, we're gonna get into a song about you, man. You got a song you sent in, so let me find your song right quick, Dizzy,
yeah. And
we'll play that song. Hold on for a second. Let's get into your song, man. What am I thinking about? Okay, Dizzy, this is a song called I Like the Way You Move. Can you tell me a little bit about that song right there?
Yes, I Like the Way You Move. That's our summer anthem. Me and my partner, Devron, it features a producer from here called Spirit, who also did some stuff in the track also. There's also a music video that we have for that song. That played on an international network called Temple Networks. So it's a really big tune right now, and we're going to be doing a big summer campaign on that song right there. So, you know, to everybody that's listening in, get used to it. Get ready for the music video.
Hey, man, you got a question by 404. Go ahead and ask your question, please. Question, please.
Hey, how are you doing? I just have a question.
How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. I have a question for Dizzy. He was talking about a tour he was on. What happened on that tour?
Well, that tour was presented by I would call a scam artist. How I feel about that, they presented that tour to big themselves up, big up their name, and from the complaints that I was getting, they also stole money from people. So that's one of the main reasons
that
tour didn't go forth.
Who is they that stole the money?
It was put on by a company called LMD Music. I don't know if the listeners know about that, but it was put on by that company, and that company burned a lot of people, man. A lot of people are in the hole financially because of that tour. So that's something we're trying to put behind us right now. We're trying to just squash that whole thing, and like I said earlier, I'm on a campaign to make sure that we as indie artists, that we are protected, we get what's owed to us, and all indie artists are aware that, there are people out there that are dishonest and will scam you and take your money, steal your materials, and, leave you, in a hole and leave you burnt, because it's a dangerous industry out there. I'm gonna be honest. It's a dangerous industry out there.
Well, you can't let that stop you from doing what you do. You have to keep it stepping,
yep.
And just take that and learn from that experience and keep making that music, and then everything else will fall into place because you know what to be aware of now.
Oh, yeah,
so.
We ain't stopping. We got some good people on our team. We got some good lawyers.
Okay.
Got some good people looking out for us. So, we are already starting to bounce back from that.
Well, I'm looking forward to you guys coming stateside, so make sure you post it up when you come stateside so we can give you support.
Definitely.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you, caller. I appreciate that question. We're going to get into a song, that song that we were talking about, I Like the Way You Move by Dizzy and his voice.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Look at that fine chick over there on the dance floor. Man, look at the way she moves,
man.
I'm going to go holler at her.
No, man, but I'm headed over here for this one. You think I can get her, man?
Give it a shot, bro.
Man, I'm headed over there right now.
You're across the room.
Body looks so good,
driving me so crazy.
When you hit
away. Love to see that booty shake. Girl, I like the way you move. Baby, I'm so into you.
My town, my state,
I want to make sure they love me before any other state get to love me. You see what I'm saying?
Right. I feel you, man. I feel you. So I understand what you're talking about right now. Why don't you explain to the rest of them? You got like half America. They're out there like, hey, I don't understand what he's saying, but DJ Black seems to understand. So how does DJ Black hey, look, they're saying, how does DJ Black Caesar understand them? But see, I met you, brother, so I already know what you're talking about, and I deal with rappers on a daily, so I know what you're talking about. Can you explain that for the rest of them that don't know what you're talking about? Can you explain it for some of the grandpas and grandmas out there?
Explain to them, huh? Well, I know how I can explain. I thought I made it clear, but it's like, I've been everywhere, you know what I'm saying? I've been everywhere in the United States, from every little small town to every little big city. I've been everywhere.
Right.
But my career didn't really just jump off, I say, to about 18. I was 18 years old. And
okay.
That's when, like, 17, 18, yeah, that's around that time, 17, 18. I got out of Job Corps, then I came to Mississippi. Well,
okay.
I came to Tupelo.
Man. Where you from, man? Where you from?
Well, I'm from a little small piece of land called Wren, Mississippi, man.
From Wren, Mississippi?
No, Wren with a W.
Oh, Wren,
hey, to all my Wren people that don't have satellites. Y'all can't hear me right now.
Yeah, we hear you.
But you know what I'm talking about, the little piece of land right up the road from you, man. That's why.
Hey, let me explain for everybody else, because you're saying a lot of stuff they really don't understand. What he's saying right up the road from me, I'm in Shannon, Mississippi. We had a fish fry maybe a couple weeks ago, and my man came down. He came down to the fish fry. I invited him down, so they came down from the fish fry with him and his boys, and we had a good time. I got to meet Mills. He did the poster for us. Everything was good, man. Hey, I got another poster for you to do too, man. It's another church poster.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man.
Another function I'm going to invite you to. We're having a bonfire on the 30th of this month, and I'm going to invite you to that, so I need to talk to you about that. But anyway, back to what we were talking about. Anyway, folks, I live in Shannon, Mississippi. The Rich is right by Tupelo, Mississippi. If you don't know where Tupelo is at, that's where the white guy Elvis Presley, a rock and roll singer, that's where he originated from. Because you gotta let them know, man. You got to let them know.
Yeah, everybody know Elvis Presley, man. Everybody.
Yeah, they know
Elvis Presley. He don't even know I rap, but he know Elvis Presley.
Yeah. We're from the hometown of Elvis Presley and those fancy restaurants they got going on. We got a restaurant on every block, guy. We got a restaurant and a church on every block. So that's where we're from. It's real country. It's real small. But if you drive past it, you'll miss the whole thing. But Mills is a great guy. He has the Jamaican Rasta braids in his head. The guy doesn't look like he comes from Mississippi, but he claims he's from Wren, Mississippi. I'm just going to believe him and say, okay.
I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I came down here, you know, when I went to middle school. I came down here in the sixth grade, and I've been down here ever since.
Okay, I got you. Well, we're both from the same place, because I'm from Chicago also. And I came here right after high school, and I've been back and forth ever since. So I'm really not from here, but you know I travel a lot. So hey man, can you tell us? I'm from the south side of Chicago. I'm from over there where all the gangsters are at, located.
Oh yeah.
I'm from where the Force and Disciples are at.
I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I don't hang over there.
Yeah. But anyway, this is all about you, man. So back to you.
Okay.
Mills, you tell us, like, what style of music do you do? Do you do rap,
okay.
Do you do R&B, or do you do both, or what?
I do, I can't sing, I can hum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can hum.
Yeah.
I'm not embarrassed to, you know, if somebody came in my house and I wrote something that sound like an R&B, then I'm going to try to sing it, you know what I'm saying? And I might get in front of my mic and try to sing it, too. That's what I do. But I really do hip hop.
Right.
And then I try to mix a little R&B in it with the hip hop, try to, you know what I'm saying, give it a new generation feel.
Right, new music
feel. You know what I'm saying? But my style of music is really like I would say a little bit of crunk, a little bit of hip hop.
Okay.
A little bit of R&B. You
okay.
Like my man said, you really can't just stick me in this one box because I'm not going to limit myself because the other people limit themselves. I'm going to try everything
right.
that is out there. I'm starting to like rock now. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to rock. I've been listening to KZ-103. It's crazy, ain't it? A black dude listening to KZ-103. Yeah, I'm actually listening to it. Hey, but it's
That's
me, man.
Up,
it's
man.
Me. I can't do nobody else. I can only do me.
Right. I got you. That's cool.
But I'm not scared to try anything. My genre is, I would say, if I had to put it on paper, I would say hip hop.
You can't be scared, man. This you can't be scared of anything in the music industry because this is you. This is who you are. You gotta find who you are. If you're rock and roll, if you're R&B, if you're jazz, if you're Motown, that's what you are, man. If you're blues, that's what you are. But what you gotta do is you gotta get that different that gender that you're striving to be like. That's what you gotta do, man. You gotta get that gender and keep going with it until you get the feel of it. And then you can change it up, and then you can have, like, reggae and all that stuff involved if you want. You can have, like, whatever you want to be involved. You can have all that stuff involved. Every gender of music you like, you can have it involved with one and make your own style up.
Right. That's what I was saying. If I had to put it on paper, it would be hip-hop.
Right. Okay, cool. That's what it is. So we'll address you tonight as a hip-hop star. This is Mills, the hip-hop star. Mills, what now? Mills the Great or Mills? Hello? Wow, we just lost Mills. Let me call him back real quick. His phone line just dropped, guys. Hold on for 1 second. Let me call him up. Let me get him back on the phone lines and go from there.
Cause her name be in they mouth every time
Wow, what's going on, world? Hey, hey, how's everybody doing? Hey, man, I don't know what happened to my man Meals. Meals got 34 minutes left. I can't get in touch with him. I don't know what. Hey, Vienna, what's going on, Meals, man? You know?
I told you it's the weather. I keep saying it's the weather, baby.
Jesus, do you know what's going on with Meals? Wow.
Hello?
Oh, that's my goodness.
Hello?
That is funny.
Yeah. Who is that? Who is that talking, man?
Studio, this is Unique INT from Portland, Oregon.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Yeah. You got my boy on there, Dizzy, the Incredible.
Yeah, Dizzy's on the phone line. Go ahead and ask your question, man.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead and ask your question to Dizzy.
Oh, yeah. What you got new working on right now?
Like I stated earlier, we working on a new mixtape. We have one out already. We're working on the second one. This one is going to be more R&B based. We haven't put a title to it yet, but, you know, we already started putting work in on it. So, you know, we're looking to release that real soon. Also, you know, we could be doing a couple of shows here locally in the Bahamas, and, you know, we're looking to pick up a few shows in the U.S. pretty soon, so that's what we're working on right now.
Well, let me know, because I'm actually getting ready to go work with Twista. I'll be doing my first show with him over in Medford, Oregon. Yeah, Oregon. I'm over here in the coast. But, I might be able to get you in some of these shows that's going down.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Good looking out, bro. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Because I already know, you know what happened, the tour that we was on.
Yeah. We spoke on that BS earlier, you know, so we letting the world know to be careful.
Oh, yeah.
All the independent artists to be careful, because we got some sharks and snakes in the grass out there, man. And
she's still trying to do another tour.
Yeah, man. We revamping from that right now, man. We about to get into some real money right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know what you mean. So, you know, I always got your back. You know, I see you online, always doing your thing. You be grinding. I be grinding the same as you, you know.
Yeah, man.
So I wanted to come on here and show up to your radio station that you own right now. And just be there, you know, support you. You know that.
Yeah, man. Good looking out, bro. Appreciate it, man. Good looking out.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate that too, brother. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's not a problem. I'm also just a little bit about me. I have a fan base of 200,000, over 22,000 Twitter followers. You can follow me at uniqueint.com or UNEEKINT, just period. And I've been working with him for, what, like 6 months?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
Yeah. And I myself, I'm a pop R&B singer. I do more dance tracks than any, because I'm an international artist.
Hey, who are you now, man? Again, I'm sorry that I didn't catch your name, but who are you?
My name is Unique INT, better known as Unique International.
Okay, I heard of you, man. I checked you out, I think. You're on Facebook, right?
Yes, sir. I have like 7 Facebook pages.
Damn.
Yeah, your boy puts in work. But it ain't about how big I done got and all that stuff. I don't care about none of that. It's really about this music. And I love people that grind, straight up. I'm in the studio right now as we speak, finishing up some drops for some radio stations. So
that's
he hits me up and says, you know, call in. Of course, I'm going to support. I support everybody. So first off, Unique INT supports everyone.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So if we want to find you on Twitter,
you just type in UNEEKINT, and I follow back everyone.
Well, you need to follow me, man, because I'm booked up. I can't follow anybody else. DJ Black Caesar, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at DJ Black Caesar. Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A.
Okay, hold on. I'm going on right now.
Okay.
DJ Black.
DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, C-E-Z-A.
C-E-Z-A.
Yeah, C-E-Z-A.
Okay. All right, just one second. Let's see. Caesar. DJ Caesar. Oh, there you are. Okay, I'm following you.
And I just requested you as a friend on, well, I'm following you on Twitter now, and I just requested you as a friend on Facebook.
Oh, which one did you go to, the Unique INT? That one might be full. Add me on Unique INTs with an S World.
All right, hold on a second. Unique INT World?
Yeah, I Unique said? INTs World.
Oh, INTs World. Okay, hold on a minute.
Let's see if you got that. I'm making sure it went through. Like I said, I'm just a very humble cat. I have currently right now like over 10,000 likes on my like page.
Uh-huh.
My goal for this week is to get to 20,000.
Right.
So
exactly.
I'm busting my ass.
And you have to be motivated. You have to be motivated,
oh, yeah.
And you have to stay on your grind.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and if you have someone that support you at 100%, it's always good to have that person that's like your rock right there that is going to say, like, listen, babe, you have to have, like, all right, well, today you got 20. I want 10,000 by the end of the week.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm going to do
you
it, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to do it. Because
exactly.
I also go out there every day, and every month I put out at least 1,000 to 2,000 stickers of every city that I go to. I'm heading to a new city, so I'm gonna sell up the whole city. Period.
Right.
Yeah, and when I get off the stage with Twista, I already did a show with him a while back, so he's gonna remember me. And you know, I'll probably end up doing a track with that cat.
Well, you'd be surprised. A lot of artists do remember. They might not remember the name, but they remember the face.
Yeah. Exactly.
A lot of mainstream artists have a tendency of remembering the faces. Not the name, but they remember the faces.
And you know who Sean John Clothing is, right?
Of course.
Okay, I model for them.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Yeah, so I've been doing modeling for 7 years.
Nice. And so how's the transition with you in the modeling and the...
It actually works out because now I'm just doing runway modeling or commercial modeling.
Okay, right.
So it doesn't affect my music at all. It actually enhances it because, you know, I keep my face clean. My nickname, if you look me up, is the Man of Many Faces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Besides, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're a good looking man. You're a very, very good looking man. I'm looking at your pictures right now. You're a very good looking man.
Thank you. I'm blessed. That's what I can say.
May I ask how old you are?
Yeah, 27.
Oh, you said a baby. She's like, you're a baby.
Yeah. Hey, but I've sold over 71,000 units within. Yeah. I've been doing it for 11 years and I sold over 71,000 units within, let's see, 4 albums. I'm on over 4,000 mixtapes. I'm on one of the biggest mixtape companies in the world, which is Coast to Coast Mixtapes. And
right.
I actually know the owner of Coast to Coast Mixtapes,
right?
Which is Lil Fats and his brother. They come from my city, from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, you're from Oregon. Oh, okay.
Yes.
What's your nationality, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican black.
Ah, you speak Spanish too, huh?
Somewhat, you know.
Oh, come on, Papi. You know you got to point out that Spanish,
bro. I do the French, though. I do the French. I
do
say they urge, they ask you, you got intimacy, QSTUV, DUVA, XXXX. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oui. Yes, that is far as the front goes with me. Oui.
Yeah.
I go to the
UK a lot, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you go to the UK a lot for what? For the modeling or for the music or for both?
For music. I'm actually featured on, what is it called? VH1 UK.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's what it's called over there, VH1 UK. I actually have a video on. It's called I Made It.
Right.
And right now it's at currently 31,000 or 32,000, somewhere around there. And that's with Blackwater Money. Just signed with, what the hell is it called? Shady Aftermath.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't play around. I mean, like, really don't play around.
It's just that, you know what it is, honey? You have to be focused. You have to stay focused.
Yeah.
You go get what you want, and you go get it. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And that's the challenge of it, because when one door closes, the other one opens.
Absolutely. And the thing is you can have whatever you want, but you got to be willing to put that grind in. You know, you got to. You can't be like, if you say you're an artist, nigga, you ain't going to sleep. You're going to go to sleep at 4 or 5 in the morning, maybe 6.
You know that's right. You know that's right. And you know what's funny? You remind me of a very close friend that I have, well, that me and Caesar have. I don't know if you ever heard of Will Blocks of Blocks Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, he amazes me because, like, he keeps his hustle on 24/7. And
me too.
I'll call him and I'd be like, yo, what you doing, grinding? I'm like, well,
yeah.
All right, go to you. I'll talk to you later.
Because,
holler at me while on your downtime.
Because you know the biggest thing? This is the biggest thing, and this is the most important thing. While you sleeping, somebody else is up eating breakfast. While
exactly.
you eating breakfast, somebody
exactly.
else is having dinner.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that comes from all over the world because we all have different time frames.
Real talk. So I figured out the time that I go to sleep. The time that I go to sleep is anywhere from probably 4 to 8 o'clock, and then I wake up and I do my business, what I need to do for my business because I own a studio and I do photography and graphics, blah, blah, blah. But that's the business. But then at night, I got to stay up until 4 o'clock because by 4 o'clock, you know, the Chinese that I deal with, they're still up. But I'll be able to catch them for at least 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And
I could be either on Windows Chat, on Yahoo, because they be all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
They be on Google.
That's why I have, right now, I have, let's see, 171 radio stations playing my music now.
Okay.
And they love it, because not only do they love the music, but they love the person.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's mostly about. It's not just about the music. It's about the person. Because if my music sounds good and then you meet me in person and I'm not grind, I'm all about being flashy, showing, hey, check out my new watch and all that, you ain't going to want to work with that dude no more.
Absolutely. And not only that, you know what, honey, a lot of people forget where they come from. And you have to stay humble. You know, you can have all the millions in the world, but as long as you have that humbleness in you, that's going to get you a lot of doors open.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
You just can't sit all cocky, like, be like, yeah, yo, what's up? I'm the man, and what? No, shoot, I wouldn't want to deal with you. I would be like, you know what, bro? Keep that cockiness to yourself, because I really don't want to deal with you right now. Click.
And you know, it makes it where people don't even want to work with you, you know? And that's why I like coming on stuff like this and really showing love. But that is my guy right there. And I'm not trying to hog up everything, but I'm being real right now. I grind so hard that I went from literally on the streets, and I told myself that if I'm going to be somebody and I want to be great, I got to show people I'm great. And why do they want to invest in me?
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because I was on the phone with Cuban Link the other day. I don't know if you remember Cuban Link. All right, now Cuban Link, you know, he has a name for himself. He's a very well-established artist. Okay, he doesn't have a buzz anymore. But you know what? He's out there grinding.
Doesn't matter.
He's out there in the city of New York performing for free, doing prompts for free to get his name out there. And you know what?
Exactly.
That's what I applaud you, Cuban. I applaud you because not so many artists, you know, a lot of artists think, oh, yeah, well, I have a name.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to get paid. No. I don't care if it's $500. You know what? You ain't got a buzz, my nigga.
Hey,
you need to be out there in the street.
This is how I really got my name, though. Mm-hmm. What they don't really understand is even if you did that show for free, What if a nigga wants you on the track? They gonna pay you.
And not only that, no, you know what they were doing, the promoters out here, because he's Cuban Lincoln, because he only did one song for free, they actually gave him a couple of $100 here and there.
There it is.
He was going.
There it is. Straight up.
And
so
that's
now,
exactly what I said. I was like, you cowboy.
And see, now I get, per show, I get like $1,200, $1,500 a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because I built my fan base. See, I started with 10 fans from each city. This is what anyone listening, straight up, this is how I did it, okay? First off, the first step that you got to do is you got to get on a track from each city, okay? I got 10,000 tracks out there right now, as God is my witness. And I don't lie. That's another thing about Unique. I don't lie. I don't have any lying in my bones. I am all the way 100%, 100.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do anything for you.
right.
But you got to get on one track from each city. I don't care how known the person is. It's still one person from that whole city that does know you. And that
and
one person is. Right. You still got to do it, because that's how you get your name out there. You ain't nobody until you're somebody, period.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So now,
and a lot of marketing.
Now I'm somebody, because I did 10,000 tracks. It took me 6 months, 6 months of my time, and I did it all for free. 10,000 tracks. I got it all in my database.
But the point is, you did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You did it.
That's
and you accomplished it. Exactly. Your accomplishment was greater because now you have all this fan base. You know what I'm saying? When I came back into the industry, okay, because I was in the industry many, many years ago and I just came back, I was so shocked and amazed as to how the industry has changed, especially now, because back then AOL had just started. So we were just doing the AOL chat and a couple of emails here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And now it's like it went so global that now everything is all internet-based, social media.
Right.
All right? Record labels don't want to see if you have 10 people on Twitter as as your followers.
No.
Record labels want to see hundreds of thousands of people on your freaking on your Twitter. They want to see your iTunes. They want to see your Facebook likes. They want to see your SoundCloud.
Yeah. I've had 4 offers, okay, and they've all offered me like some internet promotion stuff. But I told them I can do all that myself. They tried to offer me $200,000, and I said no. And they asked me why. I said, first off, I don't believe in a 60-40 contract where you own all my stuff. No, I don't do that. I believe that I am worth $1 million. And they're like, are you serious? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm in the contract. I cut all of them off. I can't name the names because they don't want it. But I can name Sony.
Right.
Sony is interested in me in a way that I never seen Sony interested. Because I projected a new style, which is pop R&B. That is my gender that I created.
Right.
Genre. Sorry. I keep on saying gender. Genre. And I created it, and they want to sit down and negotiate that. But what I'm saying is, it took me 11 years to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 7 years to figure out the business, and it took me another 4 years to understand it.
Right. Right. Yeah, because it does change. The industry changes damn near every day.
You know,
the styles, you know, what they look for, what they don't look for, what they want, what they don't want. You know,
right.
So you have to understand the business. And that's one thing, when I'm managing artists and when I used to manage artists back in the day, you have to know the industry, because there's a lot of people that will jerk you around, but at the same token,
you do
have people that is all about the business. You got you got Jimmy Jam, you got Terry Lewis, they're all about the business. You got Rodney Jerkins, you got his father, you got Fred Jerkins, they're all about the business. They're not about, going out there and robbing anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
So we could mention some names right now and throw down some names, but we ain't going to put them on blast right now. You feel me? But at the same token, you have to know the industry. To be in the music industry, you have to know the industry.
And the great thing is right now is the industry is hurting for some real music, real talent.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So this bullshit that they've been putting out, I'm going to say it just like this. This copycat bullshit that they putting out ain't doing it for me. I can't even listen to no FM radio station because they all play the same bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, I love to have some stations, but at the same token, it's like, damn, if they made a song like that, shoot, I could make a song better than that, and it'll be a hit.
Now, if they play some stuff like my boy Dizzy, oh, man, I'll be on it. Because, I mean,
that's
good music.
That is good
music.
That's
real shit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you.
I want to surround myself with. I want people, you know, that's why I stay in the studio. That's why I'm always on my, if you look, now that y'all don't add me, you'll see I'm always posting if I'm in the studio what I'm doing. Because guess what? An artist don't really have a life no more. Your life is the public.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So you messed up.
Absolutely.
Hey, you messed up.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't just get this show with Twista. I mean, they had to check me out before they even did that.
Yeah.
And that's just how the industry works. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, you could have a following. Yeah, that's cool too, but they're still going to check up how you perform.
And not only that, you know, and this is something that I tell artists as well. You want to be the best at what you do. You got to grind at 100%. This is a 24-hour job. You know what I'm
heck
saying?
Yeah. You don't get no sleep.
And not only is it a 24-hour job, like I'm the type of person, I'm going to help you as long as you can go ahead and help yourself. If I see that you're not going to help yourself, then I'm sorry, I'm going to step back and see what the hell you're going to do. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. I'm not going to go and bust my ass if you're not going to go out there and promote yourself for free. No, why should I? Why should I make the contact? Why should I make the phone call? Why?
And,
you know
and
what
there
I'm
ain't
saying?
No reason.
But at the same, exactly. But at the same token, you have to build yourself up the way you build yourself up. You have artists need to build themselves up so high that they're in demand by these
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I have a very good friend of mine. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. Self-made MC.
I know we've been talking a lot, but I don't want to rob too much of your time.
No, it's fine. But I'm just gonna end this with a really good friend of mine, self-made MC. He was signed to Maybach Music with Rick Ross. Now he has his own label called Self-Made MC. You'll find him on my Facebook. And right now his label is signed to Quincy Jones. But he made himself in such a demand as an artist, not with the label, but as an artist. You have Quincy Jones also wants to sign him up as an artist, not the label, because his label's already under there. Okay?
Right.
Jesse Sense wants him. And that's the theme of you. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you have to make yourself in such a high demand that these labels are willing to give you all that money.
Because they got the money. They got it.
I want to share
a secret with y'all right now. I want to share a secret that I found out that, you know, this secret that I'm about to share, I found out that it works, you know, even though it might not make sense to everybody. But what we did a few months ago, you know, people were already getting accustomed to our music, to our sound, to us as artists. And what I did a few months ago is, you know, the minute that I started networking with foreign companies that did music and foreign promoters, I went to my social media network, Facebook and Twitter, and I started to tweet and I started to post, you know, little things that we were doing together, you know, how they speak to me on my Facebook page and be like, yeah, I can't wait to get this project done or that project done or to meet up with you guys. And what happened is when the people from my town saw that a foreigner was actually interested in what we were doing, that drew more attention to us than us just promoting our own music. Because now people want to know, yo, why is that foreign company so interested in one of our people? You understand? And through that, people started to listen to our music more. They started asking us for CDs, asking us, oh, when are you going to do the next show? And, you know, that kind of strategy also works also.
Hello, Dizzy?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. No, but it's good, though, because you're promoting yourself. You're promoting you know, you're promoting yourself in such a good way that now they're starting to ask for you on demand.
Yes.
And now, you know, now I got my boy Unique some free promotion tonight because, you know, I got him a free interview.
Yeah.
Hey, my man went in for about 30 minutes, man.
Well, if you want an interview, you're going to go through the problem with Vision. We'll get you an interview.
Hey, I just got blamed.
You know what? Hey, don't worry about it. My man, Mills, he wasn't here, so that's why I let you guys go ahead and talk, man. So you did. You said your part. You already had your interview, man. We got
I like
where you did that. Hey, brother, let me tell you something, man. I see you're a hustler because a real hustler, that's how you would come in, because that's how I would come in, because I'm a hustler
25
hours a day, too. So I see what you're doing.
Right.
I like what you're doing.
But I
like how you brought it to our attention, let us know who you were, man. I'm feeling you right now. I checked you out online already. I've been checking you out since you've been talking. That's why I let you talk. I was checking you out to see who you really know, see what you had going on. You do got a lot going on. I see that right now. And I'll get with you like later on. You got my phone number. Just call me up and we'll talk later on, and we'll see what
we
can do for you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, really. Because all I'm trying to do, I've been doing all this myself, like literally no help, all myself. The 22,000 Twitters, I can't even believe that right now.
Yeah,
I can't even
believe
it. I only been on Twitter for 2 months.
Wow.
That's it.
That's really, really good. That's an accomplishment. And you know what? If you could get 20,000 more, you could.
Yeah.
Let me say something real quick, guys. We got about less than seven minutes left, and let's get Dizzy's information out there to the people. So Dizzy, go ahead and spit your information out, like all your social networks. Go ahead and tell the people where they can find you at online, and if you want to collab, give them a little email or something.
All right, you can catch me and my team. We on Facebook. You can look me up by my stage name, Dizzy the Incredible. You know, on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter name is DZ242. That's DEEZY, and the number is 242. You can hit us up at onealliancerecords@gmail.com. That's one word together, onealliancerecords@gmail.com. You can find one of our mixtapes if you go to datpiff.com and you look up Let the Music Play. You can find one of our first mixtapes that we ever did. That's on datpiff.com. The numbers you can reach us at are 305-810-4910 or 242-558-7913.
Cool. You got an email you want to give them off?
Yeah, I just gave it. It's onealliancerecords@gmail.com.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, man. Give it again, man, because give it again if you don't mind.
Okay. Our email address is onealliancerecords@gmail.com. It's spelled onealliancerecords@gmail.com. onealliancerecords@gmail.com.
Thanks a lot, Dizzy. I appreciate that. And also, I want to tell the people you're an outstanding young man. You're a great artist. And I have another song by you, if we can get it in real quick. We only have 5 minutes left on the show, and your song is 4 minutes long. Guys, this is Dizzy once again. Come with me. Dizzy, go ahead and tell them a little bit about the song, and then go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah, the next track you're going to hear is Come With Me by myself and my partner, Devron. This song took over the airwaves here in the Bahamas. It was number one on Countdown Radio. It's Come With Me. I just want to shout out DJ Black Caesar, Viana, everybody that called in. You know, thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. And y'all be good.
Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you. We appreciate having you on the show. And I like the way you brought your man Unique in the way in the show, man, to give his information. I like that. You guys on top of it.
Why don't you go ahead and give your URLs again as far as Facebook and Twitter and how everyone can reach you as well.
right, first I want to thank you guys, all y'all, for real, because you didn't have to listen. You just cut me off. You can find me at Unique INT, everything, UNEEKINT. So Unique INT Twitter, Unique INT Facebook, Unique INT MySpace, Unique INT everything. UniqueINT.com is my website. That's UNEEKINT.com.
You can also Google search this brother, but get into that. Google search and check him out online if you guys want to. We're going to get him back on the show again. I think you're ready for tuning in tonight, and I'm going to leave you with this song right here. This is by Dizzy, Come With Me.
I love that song.
Come here, baby girl, let me holler at you for a minute. You know, every time I see you, you got those tears in your eyes. You're looking happy. You know, it's all I've been seeing treating you right. So check it. I got some things I want to show you. So come with me. Let's go.
You strike it on 100,000 million. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're a billion. Tears don't suit your eyes. Good as my heart when I see you cry. The way he treats you is not my intention. I'll make things right. This is my main ambition. Girl, please try your eyes. I don't wanna ever see you cry. Come with me.
Cool, cool, cool. Hey, guys, check it out. We'll be here next week, the same time, the same bat channel, same bat time, same bat hour. Check us out next week. See what the Vienna and the Black Caesar show is all about, guys. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's going to be excellent. Me and Vienna, we're going to have somebody. Let's see what we're going to have next week. I'll tell you guys right now. Next week, we're going to have, wow, let me see. I'm looking at the wrong thing right now. Next week, Vienna.
Yes.
Help me out a little bit. I'm looking for next
week. I don't know
week.
About next week. I know about next month. Yeah, next month we have New York up in the house.
Yeah. Deanna's got that all squared away. But I hate to tell you, but I got a couple people on there that I had to schedule. We got
Yes, we did schedule some people. I remember. You're right about that.
Well, we have next week we have Edge, and we got a dude from Def Jam is going to be in the house with us. Jay from Def Jam, he's going to be in the house with us. It's going to be a great show.
Who's going to be in the house? All they got to do is just go to CaesarRadio.com and check it out for themselves.
Cool, that's what's up. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that, Vienna. I really do. www.cezaradio.com. We'll have it posted there in a little bit, like tomorrow. If you guys tune in, we'll have it posted up tomorrow. So you can check out and see who we're going to have on the show next week. It's 7 o'clock Central Time. That's what time it all goes down. And if you guys can tune in with us, we'll sure like it. Next month, let's see what we got next month going on. Actually, we got some dates already filled in. Vienna has DJ Spirit. No, DJ, what's that, Expert?
Expect. DJ
okay.
Expect, yeah, he's part of the Crooklyn crew. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on the 11th, we got him. And we also got Wendy Wilburn. She's a book writer, and she has a new book that just came out. So we're going to talk about her new book. And then on the 18th of July, we have Dungeon Master. And then we have, what's his name, Life Jen's little brother, Jay Rush Jennings. He's going to be on the show. And we're also going to get Life Jennings on the show. But I got to set that up with him. And then we have, on the 25th, we got KYM. KYM, those are top cat guys right there. And we got J-Dog. He's going to be on the line with us also on the 25th. So we got a great lineup. Everything's going to be wonderful. You guys keep tuning in and keep loving on us, and we'll keep loving on you. Keep bringing these great shows, these independent artists. Hey, man, thanks a lot for stopping in tonight with my man Mills, my man Dizzy. Dizzy did a great job. I appreciate you coming out tonight, man. I'm going to say God bless you all and have a great evening. And we'll talk to you the next time on the DJ Black Caesar and Vienna show. It's where it goes down. Vienna, you want to say something?
I just want to say good night, everyone, and I hope everyone enjoyed the show. And if y'all want to hit us up on www.caesarradio.com.
Hey, and something else, if you guys want to get this show from the night, it'll be ready in a couple of hours. You can go online and get it. The shows are free. Just get them and copy them. Send them out to your friends. Send them out to a loved one. Send them out to your enemies. We really don't care where you send them out to. As long as you send them out, we get those plays. Hey, Vienna, you know how we do it. It's all
that's
good in the hood, baby.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's a wrap, man. It's all good in the hood. We're about to take off, so put your seatbelts on because we're going on that journey right now. I'm about to hit the sky. Whoever wants to ride me, get at the back of the spaceship.
Oh, God. Good night.
Good night, everyone.